Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Think of it as the classical music equivalent of Leno passing the torch to Conan, or maybe Rafael Nadal succeeding Roger Federer in tennis. The Pacifica Quartet is taking over a top gig in chamber music. Tomorrow night, it officially becomes the resident quartet at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Now, that post was held for 43 years by the legendary Guarneri Quartet. The Pacifica certainly looks the part of a next-generation ensemble. Its members have multi-ethnic roots in Pakistan, Norway, Japan, Hungary, and Iceland. One of the members has played with Björk, and earlier this year the group won a Grammy for its recording of the daunting music of Elliot Carter. The Pacifica Quartet joins us here in our studio. They'll be playing for us in a couple of minutes. The members of the group include cellist Brandon Vamos, violinist Sibi Bernardson, and joining me at the microphones, violinist Samin Ganatra. Samin, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
And Masumi Per-Rostat, the violist in the group. Masumi, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, Samin, this residency, 43 years, one of the platinum groups in chamber music, the Guarneri Quartet, have had this post. Tomorrow night, you guys take it on. Is that intimidating? Is it exciting? How are you feeling about it?
Well, I guess it's a bit of both. I mean, I think all of us grew up, you know, listening to the Guarneri Quartet, and a lot of the reason we're playing string quartets is because of them, hearing their recordings and concerts. So it's certainly very exciting, and such an honor to be chosen to fill this position.
But Masumi, you may have grown up listening to the Guarneris, but nobody looking at the Pacifica Quartet would ever confuse you with them, with any of the sort of old school string quartets. I mean, you're a different looking ensemble. How important is that to sort of reflect the kind of the cultural melting pot of contemporary America?
I guess, well, first of all, I just have to say that you just made me really nervous about tomorrow night. but in terms of the way that we look, I mean, we just happened to be these four people that came together, you know, joined by music, and you know, we're students of all these great quartets. I mean, we studied with them, and they are our role models. So I hope we're carrying a torch.
Well, the audiences that the Met tends to get for their series, they have this reputation of being a somewhat more conservative audience. Do you guys feel like you're going to need to maybe restrict the programming a little bit, at least initially?
I think that when we perform, we always perform pieces that we really care about and that we feel, you know, that we can back 100%. We would never walk out on stage playing a program that we don't feel totally strong about. It's going to it's going to be a getting to know you process as we start performing there from tomorrow night on, and we're going to kind of see what works and what doesn't, and kind of have a relationship.
And so tomorrow night you're playing Mozart, Brahms, and Leoš Janáček, the Czech composer of the early to mid-20th century. Samin, these are composers that the group has had a relationship with.
That's right, over the years. That's right. For this first concert, we really wanted to choose pieces in particular that we've lived with and that, you know, we feel we've kind of grown up with. So the Mozart was one of the first pieces we played as a group. We've recorded the Janáček and feel really strongly about that piece. Mm-hmm. And the Brahms as well. This is a piece that, you know, we just feel like has been a part of us.
So this quartet was formed in 1994.
Yes.
So you've been around for a while.
Yes.
It's not Guarneri length yet, but, you know, that puts you in the same generation as the Brentano String Quartet, the Borromeo, the St. Lawrence. What sets, I mean, and now the even younger quartets is like, you know, hundreds of them out there, it seems. What sets you guys apart?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I guess for our quartet, you know, we've been together for a number of years now, and we've had a shared experience of through the repertoire that we've played, and we've kind of grown with each other, if that makes any sense. So we've played, like, for example, all the Elia Carter string quartets, all the Mendelssohn quartets, all the Beethoven quartets, and by working on these pieces together, we've evolved in a certain kind of a way. And I don't know, I mean, everybody.
So you're the completest quartet. We do the complete works of, I mean, the complete works of Carter. That's, you know, Elliot Carter, who is still with us at the age of almost, I guess he's almost 101 right now.
Yeah, that's right.
His quartets are legendary for being, you know, very kind of, it's just a thicket of problems that you as four musicians need to solve individually, and then you somehow need to bring that all together. So that in itself seems like a really kind of distinctive body of work. How did you get into, Samin, into mm-hmm. Carter in the first place?
Well, I mean, we started with his first quartet, which is in a lot of ways the most accessible, and just really loved it. We heard the Juilliard Quartet play it, and we just worked on it and loved it and just really felt an affinity for this music. So we then wanted to, you know, explore his latest quartet. We did the fifth quartet, which was so different but also just so fantastic too. So the idea of learning the quartets in between really made a lot of sense to us.
Well, and we actually have a little bit of the Carter Fifth Quartet, and the members of the Pacifica Quartet actually won a Grammy in February for their recording of Elliot Carter's music, the Best Chamber Music Grammy. Here's a little bit of the capriccioso movement of Carter's Fifth Quartet. The Grammy-winning music of the Pacifica Quartet, Elliot Carter's complete string quartets. There are five of them. This is a little bit of the quartet number five, the capriccioso movement. That's all pizzicato, and the members of the Pacifica Quartet will be playing for us live here in our studio in just a couple of minutes. Now, Samin, you and Brandon, the cellist, got married in, what, 2000,
in
thereabouts?
In 2000, yeah.
How did, I mean, The sort of dynamics of four musicians who have to travel and work together is something to talk about already. How did that change when the two of you got married? Did it change?
No, actually, it didn't change so much. I mean, you know, a string quartet, it's such a close working relationship, and it's kind of a relationship unto itself. So I think that outside of the string quartet, we're married, and the string quartet, we're colleagues.
Yeah. So you're able to...
Yeah.
But you have a 3-year-old, so I mean.
Do, yes. We bring her. She's on the trip. She's great.
So she's your roadie.
Yes.
Now, Masumi, you're the most recent member, right? You joined in 2001.
That's right, yeah.
The group that you're taking over from tomorrow night, the Guarneri Quartet, you know, that 43 years at the Met, most of that was without a personnel change until Peter Wiley, the current cellist, joined them a few years back. How is it coming into, you know, an ensemble that is set, and, you know,
well,
how do they absorb the new blood?
You know, it's
a disgusting way of putting it. Sorry about that, but
yeah, they feed on you. You know? No, it was fantastic because when I was in college, I tried to form a string quartet twice, and one exploded and one imploded. And it's
wow.
You know,
what's the difference?
Well, oh gosh, maybe they're listening. but the thing that's hard about it is that. There's so many things pulling you in so many different directions. So, you know, the saying goes like 99.9% of string quartets just fail in the first couple of years. So it was great to come into a quartet that was already, you know, fluid, and they already had
established.
Yeah, established, and they had a dynamic, and it was great to kind of walk into it and have that going.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with the violist Masumi Rostad and violinist Samin Ganatra, and we'll bring in violinist Sibby Bernardson and the cellist Brandon Vamos in just a moment. And the four of them are going to play for us here in our studio. They pick up the mantle as quartet in residence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art tomorrow night at 7. And here's a little bit of their recording of music by Hindemith. This is Soundcheck, and we're back now with the members of the Pacifica Quartet. This weekend, the ensemble takes up the prestigious residency at the Met Museum, a post that was held for 43 years by the Guarneri Quartet. And they're going to perform a piece for us today that's all about obsession and infidelity and desire. It's the first movement of the Janacek String Quartet number 2, which is nicknamed Intimate Letters. Masumi, this is kind of a specialty of the quartets. What is it about this piece?
Well, this is an amazing piece. Janacek was in his 70s when he wrote this piece. He was in love with a woman named Kamila Stoslova. She was 38 years younger than him and married to somebody else.
Uh-oh.
And the very opening of this piece, the violins come in with this like passionate statement, and that's apparently the feeling that he had, the musical feeling that he had when he first laid eyes on her. So it's pretty wild.
And there are actual letters between the two of them,
there
right?
There are over 700 letters.
Wow.
And those are the intimate letters.
Okay. So this is steamy stuff from old Leos Janacek here.
Yeah, it's internally pretty steamy.
All right, let's hear the first movement of Janacek's String Quartet number 2, such a dry title for such a passionate piece by Leos Janacek, live performance in our Soundcheck studio by the Pacifica Quartet. Thank you. Live music in our soundcheck studio from the Pacifica Quartet. That is the first movement of Leos Janacek's String Quartet No. 2. At the time, Janacek, an aging composer, in love with a woman half his age who was married. And the two of them, we don't know if it ever got to the physical stage, but there were lots and lots of letters. And so the nickname for this string quartet is Intimate Letters. And the first movement played here in our studio. The whole piece is part of the concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, when the Pacifica Quartet takes over as the resident quartet at the Met, with music by Mozart and Brahms, as well as this Janacek piece. Once again, the members of the group, Semin Ganatra, the violin, Sibi Bernardson, violin, Masumi Rostad, viola, and Brandon Vamos, the cello. Together they are the Pacifica Quartet. Semin, I understand that back in 2005, you guys did a concert for the Supreme Court. Is that right?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Do our justices know their music?
You know, it's amazing. They really know their music and
really?
And love it. And actually, the series is kind of run by Justice Ginsburg and Justice Scalia.
So you have one from each
exactly.
side of
yes.
the political mm-hmm. fence. All right.
Yeah.
And is that considered a high profile gig, or is it kind of like, is that like a house party, or what is that?
I mean, for us, it was pretty exciting to be there doing that. It was they keep it small, you know. It's just for the justices and their families and friends. So,
if you ever feel like you're being judged when you're playing,
very nicely done, Masumi. And on that note, the members of the Pacifica Quartet have been with us in our soundcheck studio today. Have a great time tomorrow. Congratulations on picking up the mantle from the Guarneri Quartet, the new quartet in residence at the Met, the members of the Pacifica Quartet.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. ¶¶